RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Xylitol is a sugar substitute increasingly used by food manufacturers, and it's safe for humans, although you know, if you listen to my show ever, that I don't like it at all. But it can be extremely harmful to dogs. My guest today is Dr. Jeff Werber, veterinarian to the stars. Dr. Werber, so sugar substitutes, we're seeing them more and more as people get concerned about the sugar, you know, content in their food. And this food falls on the floor, and maybe it's something with the substitute xylitol in it, and what's it doing to our dogs?
Well, you know, the problem is there are two dose ranges. First of all, I agree with you, Melanie. I'm not a big fan of these sugar substitutes either. I don't use saccharin or any of that stuff. But if you want sugar, use a little sugar. It's okay. You know, there were some other benefits years ago that were thought as far as oral care, antibacterial properties. I mean, they were doing a lot of studies, and unfortunately, the xylitol was coming out like a rose. Interestingly, now even those studies are being debunked. So you really wonder for the savings of anywhere if it's, you know, it's only about 35% less sugar. It's not like it's dramatic. It's not like no sugar.
That's right.
So, you know, the issue is that with dogs, it tricks the insulin release. In the people, it doesn't do that, which is so interesting. First of all, in dogs, it's rapidly absorbed and almost 100% absorbed from the intestinal tract, where in people, it's only, you know, somewhere between 40 and 90% absorbed. So it's rapid absorption, and the body thinks, oh, my God, we have all this sugar. What are we doing when the body sees sugar? It releases insulin from the pancreas to drive that sugar into the cells for energy. So here, these dogs have this fake sugar, and it starts driving the real sugar into the cells, leaving these dogs hypoglycemic, low blood sugar.
Wow.
And they can get weak, and they can get wobbly, and they can seizure. I mean, almost the effects of, for example, a diabetic who ends up giving themselves too much insulin, or a diabetic who's supposed to eat a certain meal. You give them the regular insulin. This happens with cats a lot. You give them their insulin. They're supposed to eat right afterwards, and they decide, you know what? I'm going to be finicky today. So they got their insulin already. It's driving all the sugar into the cells, leaving the blood with little to no sugar, and these animals will literally collapse.
Well, so you know, we're hearing more and more of these kinds of theories about sugar substitutes, especially in soda, diet soda, and why the obesity problem in people who seem to drink nothing but diet soda, and that they get low blood sugar and they have all of these problems, or they have a spike in insulin, then a lower, you know, it can get a little bit crazy. So I can imagine with our poor little puppies that this can go even a little bit crazier. Where are you seeing xylitol, and how are the dogs getting it?
Okay, so, you know, very, very, very common in sugarless gums, in sugarless breath mints, sugarless candies. So here on the one hand, you know, these kids are going out Halloween and they're getting up. People think they're doing the right thing by giving them sugarless or sugar-free candies, when in fact, if the dogs get into it, which we know they're going to try and oftentimes are successful, then they're going to get this xylitol. Now, interestingly, also, you know, there's a something around the house that many, many, many pet owners use when they have to give their dogs a pill, and that is they wrap it in peanut butter. Well, guess what? There are now sugar-free or low-sugar peanut butters on the market that are sweetened with xylitol. So here you think you're doing the dog some good, and you're giving it low-calorie, low-sugar, and yet, in fact, it can be extremely harmful. As a matter of fact, the more common dose is a very low dose. It's about 0.1 grams per kilogram body weight. And that's where you get the low blood sugar. You can get some weakness. You can get some lethargy. Ultimately, you can go into seizures, but those are the rare cases. At a dose of 0.5 gram per kilogram of body weight, we find an interesting different effect that this same xylitol causes what we call hepatic necrosis. It destroys, literally destroys the liver. And these are the animals that can actually go into a coma and die.
Well, and so, I can see when you say it from peanut butter, because there are definitely sugar-free peanut butters, and xylitol is where they're getting it. People like to give their dogs peanut butter. It's funny to watch, but it's funny to watch, but I mean, I think it's a little torturous, personally, but it is funny. So, okay, yikes. So that's even scarier in the certain doses that it can cause liver failure. Yikes.
So, you know, what we recommend is this. I mean, if you suspect, or if you even know, you come home and the dog got into your purse, this is how most happens. Let me say one thing about dogs, and which is people don't realize, that a dog's nose has 40 times the receptors that ours do. okay? We have, you know, somewhere about 5 million nasal receptors, okay? Dogs have something like 200 million. So when I joke and I say, you know, if you get one of those, for example, Christmas time, and everybody gives the holidays baskets, and you get those brownies that are in, wrapped in that, sealed in that clear cellophane, okay? If you pick one of those up to your nose and try to smell it, you would smell absolutely nothing. A dog, not only could they obviously smell it because they're searching them out all the time, they can probably tell you exactly the ratio of each ingredient. That's how sensitive their noses are. So you have your purse, it's, you know, put away, it's up on a shelf, the gum is, it's sealed, it's zipped up, and then, but your sugarless gum is in there. Trust me, leaving it to a dog's own devices, they will find and try to get that gum. Same thing with the mint, and of course anything, chocolate. So if you suspect it, you come home, you see the wrappers or whatever, the best thing to do is take your dog into your veterinarian and at least have some treatment started. You can test for sugar very easily. Most hospitals can do it right there in-house without having to send it out, get an instant answer. And if we see that blood sugar starting to drop, we can start therapy immediately with some fluids, with some dextrose. Now, if we suspect a much larger amount ingested, where we're approaching that 0.5 gram per kilogram of body weight, then this dog absolutely needs to be hospitalized and fluid supported and whatever can be done to try to prevent the liver necrosis. Very dangerous.
Wow, and people wouldn't even think about it. And you mentioned chocolate, which is double toxic because some chocolate is made with xylitol. It just is. And so it's sugar-free chocolate or low-sugar chocolate or something, and chocolate itself is bad for dogs. Now, you and I were just talking. We only have about 2 minutes left off the air about grapes, and we've mentioned that before, and people used to think, oh, you know, feed your dog healthy, feed them whole foods, just like you would feed yourself, and fruits and vegetables are a part of that. But grapes are not really a part of that and can be very dangerous for dogs, but we don't know about the dose. Speak about that.
We don't know about the dose, and we don't know, actually, it's not every dog. I mean, for years and years, I used to, you know, playing with my dog, and I have Labradors, and, you know, obviously Labradors like to catch their food. So I would say, sit, and I'd throw it in the air, and they'd jump up heroically and catch it, and I'd be so thrilled to pat myself on the back. And what's interesting is that now we find out that some dogs lack enzymes that can actually digest the prostanthidines in the grapes, and they can actually also cause kidney failure. So since we don't know and there's no test to find out which dogs have it and which dogs don't, now we've sort of changed our ways and we advise to everybody, don't feed your dogs grapes. But having said that, I know you had mentioned that your little Scarlet got a hold of a little grape. You know, one grape most likely is not going to hurt. One raisin is not going to hurt. But, you know, if you have that trail mix and your dog gets into the whole bag of trail mix, then I would be concerned. At least take your pet to the veterinarian and have them checked out, start some therapy, fluid therapy, flush out those kidneys, again, just to be safe. As I say, there's no downside to putting an animal or a person on IV for a day or two and flush them out, but there could be a tremendous downside to not doing it if they need it.
Oh, absolutely. And we just love our little pets so much. We don't want them to suffer from these things. And Dr. Werber, you give such great advice when you're here with us. It's so wonderful to have you here as the veterinarian to the stars. And even though those people might be so famous, they have the same little pupper issues that we all have. So thanks so much for this one, because I think it's such important information about sugar substitutes and how harmful they can be to our dogs. Thank you so much. You're listening to Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show right here on Radio MD. You can listen every day at 11 a.m. Central Time, 12 p.m. Eastern. Share this show with your friends. Share it on Facebook. Listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening and stay well.